Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give a shout to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. While you are standing, we are grateful to God for His grace that is sufficient for us. We say welcome to Enlarge
2024.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are truly blessed that God has given us life. And maybe borrowing the words of the children as they were making poetry, that we are in the army of God. I have a scripture for you, the book of Luke chapter 13, verse
32.
I pray that by the end of this conference, if you can read the English, can we read it together? One, two, go. And he said to them, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and perform cures today and tomorrow and the third day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ministry of Jesus is a ministry of power.
Budiredi ba Kreste ki budiredi bo bomat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you that we must manifest the power of God in our ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember some years ago I was saying to somebody, oh, you can prophesy. And it was like, how?
Biang.
It's possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, thanks again. We have all the compliments of our guests. Tonight, Bishop Titus, we call him G.O., General Overseer Titus.
Bishop Titus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have Archbishop Patrick Bruce.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can tell you, we are going to be spoiled.
Ray.
Listen, I've learned one thing in life.
But
unless somebody takes you by hand, you'll not go very far. I know many people who are highly anointed. Very powerful when they preach, but it's only few people. They pass and perish. The few that remain tell the story that there was a great powerful person. But their problem was they never exposed themselves to others. So I'm going to say to all the pastors who are here, pastors make themselves
busy.
Anyway, my session will come. Let me come out of it. We have here in our midst, G.O. Titus Sithole. He is the founder of Charity and Faith.
Amen.
He has been a missionary. Most people don't know Jiwa. They don't know you. I don't think people know I many times get fascinated. So far, I've never found any South African in his caliber. I'm being honest with you. He used to bring guest speakers for us. Pastors don't know how much a guest speaker costs. And we used to get Americans to come. Get them for free. Yeah, he will bring them here. And they will preach. Hey, we'll be so enriched. He carried all the costs.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Bishop Titus.
Bishop Titus.
He has hospital. That he has developed for the community he's in.
He's got
old age homes. We know, Rona, black people, old age homes. What is that?
Then
he has orphanages. And he has built schools. Now we are here for church.
Amen.
He has planted many churches. We are a missionary church, or we are attempting to be a missionary church. Interpret, we are attempting to be a missionary church.
I have
a number of missionaries now.
But he went
to be a missionary. And maybe the cream of it all. People hear about Archbishop Benson Idahosa. He was trained.
We are training
by Bishop Benson Idahosa.
I'm
not shocked by his great achievements. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Having said all of this, Geo is very humble. I'm telling you, there is a lot I could tell. Maybe it's not for this night. I'm truly blessed to have a father, a great leader, a generous person who loves ministry. Please help me as we welcome the one and only Titus Sitho. Oh, hallelujah. You can come. Amen. Before he takes the pulpit, Bishop, I think I have all his books. About six, seven, I think. And he have brought one of them today. Practical and powerful evangelistic sermons. I will encourage you personally. Get one for yourself. Be a follower. Yeah, one day preach and say, today I'm preaching from so and so's book. And so the book is available. It's 200 rand.
You can
get it immediately after this ministry.